today is very auspicious day, that Nisimha Chaturdashi. By Western calendar, today is Nisimha Chaturdashi here happening, and we all fasted for honor of Sri Lord Nisimhadev. The first I bow down to Sri Nisimhadev, and this is that time when Nisimhadev appears for the prestige of his devotee Padlhat, and he is every higher for showing that, and also wants to give peace, wants to make peace, and his glance every higher wants to bestow. He appears in this day before Buddha Purnima day, this Nisimha Chaturdashi, in the form of half man and half lion. There is one history, the Hiranyakashipu, he and his brother Hiranyaksha, both before was Daropal, that means gatekeeper, in Vaikuntha Loka. There are some rishis wants to see the Narayan, but the gatekeeper Joy Vijay, they told, no, I shall go and ask first, then you will get permission to go inside. And this is was so powerful, immediate they was very unhappy and told, this is not law for the devotee, and it is your desire, I think, and I am giving cards to you. Then, given curse, you go and fulfill your desire in the Manushya Loka, the human society, not here. To stay, you are not qualified to stay here. And Narayan come from inside and told, yes, I accept it. Narayan knows the this is come in the gate. Then he come out and told to that Rishi, yes, I am accepting the cars to them. Then he given some explanation, that this is my desire. No one go back who come and staying in the Vaikuntha Loka, he never will go back to other places. But it is my desire, I want to do some exercise. My English is very poor, please forgive my fault. I am trying to explain it.
I want to show some
sporting, my sporting spirit come, and I want to exercise something. But you are qualified to fight with me. And for that, I am accepting it happily. It is my desire. Then Jaya Vijaya have got some peace in their mind, but they was very sad and told, the Prabhu, which we shall stay there without your mercy, and we cannot stay there for long. And this type of your desire we must accept, but give some relief to us. As soon as possible, we will come back. Then Narayan said, within 3 baht, you can come back here as my enemy form. And as my friend, 7 baht, you will stay there. Then Jaya Vijaya said, we want to come back as soon as possible. Then it is your desire, you want to fight and some muscle exercise, right, you want to do, then we shall be your enemy. That's also good. And this is cause. And other thing is that 2 ways going. One is illusory environment and one is transcendental environment. That illusory environment is also by the wills of Lord. It's appeared as form of mundane world. And transcendental world, they are also going the wave of transcendental wave form. And they are also going the play always. Sometimes when some disturbance coming in this mundane world and from the spiritual world, that spiritual wave will come down and make it set right. And this way Bhagavan also himself said it. Yajada jada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata bhuttanava dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. All is playing of that Lord. But we are only instrument. But if we give everything in favor of the play of that sweet absolute, then no problem will come. But because we are jiva souls and we have freedom, it's also we have got from our Lord, and Lord given freedom to us, we happily will serve to Lord. That was expectation. But unfortunately, when the jiva souls getting conditioned position, that time they are thinking we are master and we can enjoy for ourselves. And that way they become conditioned souls. But that wave also always crossing that spiritual movement, always playing with spiritual and material. Material? It is not material actually. Illusory environment. And they are wave playing. Then illusionary play. Anyhow, and when the jiva souls wants to enjoy with Maya, they are getting so much trouble and happiness, sadness, many things, forgetting their own abode, where they can serve to their Lord. Through their freedom, they are making many things wrong here. And that time, for making set right some situation, Lord himself, he coming or sending his associates in this mundane world. And that situation also come that time. Then Hiranyaka and Hiranyakashipu in these two forms, Joy and Bijoy, they appear, and that is their movement as enemy. They tara sokole mane shatruta arambha korlo.
They began inimical feelings towards everyone.
They began inimical dealings towards the devotee and demigods and pious people. Then by the prayer, and earth was very much disturbed, and Hiranyaka stolen that earth. And this situation come, and Bhagavan taken Varaha Murti and saved the earth and took up from the ocean and killed that Hiranyaka. And when Hiranyaka died, then Hiranyakashipu was so much angry, and he wants to fight with Vishnu, but cannot fight with Vishnu. He knows that he have not like that type of power, then he gone for religious austerity, to take religious austerity, that is called tapasya. And through tapasya, he have got much power from Brahma. First, he wants to be the amar, deathless, but Brahma said it is not possible to give by me, that is, I have not that type of power. Then he wisely, as possible, he make himself as deathless person. And that time he told, if you cannot give that boon, you give me this type of boon, I shall not die in water, I shall not die over earth, I shall not die in the sky, I shall not die with any weapon, and many things. Death, many cause, and all cause he shown to Brahma and told, give boon, I shall not die with that. I shall not die in daytime, I shall not die in night time. This way he tried to be deathless. And Brahma, given that boon, yes, what he is asking, everything given. And Hiranyakashipu was very satisfied with that boon, and he tried to disturb the devotee of Vishnu and the pious people and demigods, fighting with them and ousted from Sargolok. This way Hiranyakashipu conquered Sargamata Patal under his control, he taken. But when he went for taking boon and went to the jungle for tapasya, that time his son Prahlad was in mother's womb, and Indra thinking the Hiranyakashipu is so powerful and he gone for tapasya to get more power, and in the meantime Kayadhu is pregnant, Kayadhu mother of Prahlad, wife of Hiranyakashipu, and I shall kill that son. In his womb there is one son, and he must be asur, demon, like Hiranyakashipu, and he must be powerful like Hiranyakashipu, and again we will be disturbed. And he was to kill that boy, but he do not want to kill that lady. That is, it is so much sinful. Then he taken the wife of Hiranyakashipu, and going to the Sargolok. In the meantime, Narad come in the way, and Narad said, oh, what you are doing? You are taking, stealing one lady? Yes, Prabhu, he is wife of Hiranyakashipu, in his womb, one son, and we shall kill him, otherwise second Hiranyakashipu will appear. And they are disturbing, you know, everything. Narad said, no, in his womb there is one devotee, not demon. Then you leave him, leave her, and not to kill that boy. And you cannot kill that boy also. And hearing from Narada, the Indra, he left Kayadhu. And Narada Goswami, he taken Kayadhu, the mother of Prahlad, in his ashram. And in Narada ashram, there Kayadhu living, and Narada was very happy with behavior of Kayadhu, that is, Kayadhu herself also was devotee. And in his womb there is devotee. And Narada was very happy. And Narada every day giving some consciousness about Vishnu. And that boy also from mother's womb listening that. And Kayadhu, he told to Kayadhu, take some boon from me. I am very happy with you. And Kayadhu said, this boy not will come out until his father not come back from the tapasya. And Narada said, yes, that will be. And when Hiranyakashipu come back, in the meantime, Prahlad listened about the Krishna consciousness from Narada Goswami, and that's also boon was to Kayadhu. Then when come back Hiranyakashipu, Narada taken Kayadhu and given back in her house and told to Hiranyakashipu, this was fact. Indra stealing your wife for killing your boy, and I saved her, and now she come back to your house. And everybody respecting Narada very much. Even he is demon or he is demigod. And sadhu and asadhu.
Devotee or
non-devotee, saint or non-saint. Everybody is respecting Narada as a very good man and devotee. Then Hiranyakashipu respected Narada and told, go to your Lord's house and tell to Narayan, I want to fight with him. As ambassador, given that news to Narayan. And he was more angry with Indra, and he fighting with Indra, Sargolok, and conquered everything. Then Prahlad also took bath, and Hiranyakashipu was very happy to see Prahlad, and he was very beautiful boy. And when Prahlad have got some age for learning, like 4 or 5 years old, he sent to Shukracharya, his guru, his ashram. It was the rules before that age, it was rule. All the boys will go to guru ashram for learning, Vedanta, etc. Then Prahlad also went to guru ashram and under two son of Shukracharya, their name Sanda and Amarka. Under their guidance, they are listening. Prahlad listening, learning there. But Prahlad not thinking it is good. That is, he heard from Narada, from his mother womb. From Narada he heard the Krishna consciousness and teachings, many things. And he is remembering that, not taking that teachings from Sandamarka. But after year, Hiranyakashipu wants to hear from Prahlad how much he learned in his Guru Griha, and he called Sandamarka and told, bring Prahlad in my assembly. I want to see Prahlad and also wants to see how much he has learned. Then Sandamarka brought him, and Hiranyakashipu given much affection to him and taken him in his lap and told, oh my child, how much you learn in your guru's ashram. And what you learn, you tell. He not ask some particular question to Prahlad. He told, what good you learn, you tell. That. Not particular any question, but what good things you learn from your Guru Griha, house of your Guru, you tell it. Hiranyakashipu do not want to disturb Prahlad, actually. He is thinking what he knows good, he will tell, I shall be happy, everybody will be happy. But Prahlad answered to Hiranyakashipu, Tat sadhu manne suravarjadehinam sadasamudvignadhyam asadgrahat चित्तात्म पातम ध्यमंध कूपं बनंगतो जत हरिमा सहित ये आई एम थिंकिंग दैट इज द गुड लेसन नो गुड टीचिंग्स व्हाट आई हैव लर्न एंड दैट फॉर द हु हैव मच अटैचमेंट इन हिज वेल्थ एंड कनकमणि प्रतिष्ठा की attachment in and fame, if he will go to the jungle and there if he will do the puja,
worship,
he will do worship the Vishnu, then he will get super benefit in his life. That I learned from my guru. And Hiranyakashipu was stunned to hear that he is against of Vishnu, and he is telling about Vishnu, and served to Vishnu, worship Vishnu. Hearing, he was very disturbed and puzzled, and asked to Sandamakha, what you given teachings to Prahlad? What he is telling? And Sandamakha also was very afraid. They told, no sir, we not given these teachings, where he have got. We do not know. Then Hiranyakashipu left Prahlad and told, take him and give good lesson, good teachings, proper teachings. And again they took Prahlad, and the Guruputra asked to Prahlad, what you told in front of your father? We not given that teachings to you, but why are you listening it? And Prahlad said, Je Matirna Krishna Parada Satoba Mithobi Padeta Gura Griha Bratana Adanta Govi Brishadang Tamisram Punak Punas Charbita Charbanana Tatsadhumane Suravajadehinang Sadasong Arakta Kisulakache Niskin Chalanang Nabrinita Javat, etc., etc. Many things told. Yeah, until service to the devotee, this type of knowledge not will come to anyone. Then which way you will give me, you not serve the devotee of Vishnu? And it's I have got from my real guru, not from you. Then they tried to again to teach Prahlad, and Prahlad not told anything, hearing, but he is remembering Narada Goswami's teaching. And with other boys, they are learning in Guru Griha, house of Gurudev, Gurukul, learning there. Then when Sandamakha going their house, and boys are playing, and Prahlad taking that boys and teaching Krishna consciousness to the boys. And this way Prahlad telling, Banangatu Jadharimasraya. Kaumaro Acharit Pragmo Dharman Bhagavataniha Durlabang Manusang Janma Tadat Padlu Dhruvama Tadam. Oh, my friend, boys, you do not know how long you will live in this mundane. No one can say how long they will live, and no one can avoid the death and birth. This way, Prahlad teach the boys, and finally he told, but when you have got this human form, you must worship Lord Hari, Lord Vishnu. And this is the super teachings I have got from my guru, and you listen it. This way Prahlad giving some teachings to the boys, and boys hearing from Prahlad, they was very enlightened, and they are also chanting with Prahlad the glories of Vishnu. And hearing Sandamakha come, and this way going, days are passing, and Sandamakha lastly failure to give teachings to Prahlad. Then Sandamakha surrendered to Hiranyakashipu. We are failure to teach your son. Where he have got that consciousness, we do not know. But he is always chanting the name and glories of Lord Hari and teaching to the boys and spoiling all the boys' mental position. That is another Magas Tholai Jake Bale, Bangla. English is the Magas Tholai Shabda Khub Bhalo Shabda Ache. Russia doing that before.
Brainwash.
Yes. The boys brainwashing your son. And they are now all his devotee to Vishnu. What we shall do? Then Hiranyakashipu called Prahlad. And before that he tried varieties way to teach Prahlad, but Prahlad did not listen anything from Hiranyakashipu or his gurus, Sandamaka. Then Hiranyakashipu ordered to kill him. Throw him from the mountain. And the killer, man killer, no? Murderer, they taken Prahlad and throw from mountain to the ocean, and there Vishnu taken Prahlad, save Vishnu. And Prahlad come normal. This way, throw in the fire, there also Vishnu taken, save Prahlad and taken Prahlad and come out, and this pathor, some stone, big, weighty stone, bonded in stone, the Prahlad then throw in the ocean, but the stone also floating by the wheels of Vishnu, and Vishnu saving from several dangerous situations. Dangerous such a situation, Vishnu saved him. Then Hiranyakashipu told, you cannot kill him, then I must kill. Then he called Prahlad in his assembly and asked to Prahlad, where you have got that gravity, sahosh,
courage.
Where you have got that courage? Yeah. I am the master of Sargamartha Patal. In front of me, you are glorifying Vishnu. And Prahlad given, na ke balang me bhavadascha rajan, sabai balinancha paresham, pare paresmin sthirajangamaje, Brahmadaya Chesha Basang Pranita. It is not only my power I have got from Vishnu, but you have got power, that's also Vishnu's power. And you are thinking you conquer all the world, the heaven and earth and Patam, lower planet, but that's also power of Vishnu, not it is your power. And everybody's movement, it is a power of Vishnu. Then why you are quarreling with Vishnu? Please surrender to Vishnu, you will get super benefit and all will be peaceful. And hearing, Hiranyakashipu was like fire, and he told, where is your Vishnu living? And Prahlad said, Vishnu everywhere living. Madanya Jagadishara Kaho Jadisha Sarvatra Kasmat Stambena Dishara. If he is living everywhere, this stambha, this pillar, spotic pillar, then crystal pillar. In this crystal pillar he is living in front of big pillar, that assembly house. And told, in this crystal pillar your Vishnu living? And Prahlad said, yes, he is living everywhere. Are you seeing? Yes, I am looking. He is inside, living. And he given mushtaghat, hitted by his hand. He was so strong. and hit it by his hand in that pillar, and from that pillar one big sound come out first. Gurjan.
Huh?
Roar sound come out. And Hiranyakashipu was stunned from where that sound come. He cannot imagine. And later he has seen from that pillar, half part or upper part of that lion form and lower part is man form, some coming out, someone. And Hiranyakashipu immediate thinking, this is Hari, no doubt, this is Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu this way come out from that pillar. And why that explanation given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam vidhatum nijabhritta bhashitam vyaptincha bhute shakilesu chatmana adishyatattad bhutamu rupamudbahan stambhe savayang namrikang namahanusam. Satyam vidhaprala told, yes, he is living everywhere. For that, the Prahlad never told lie, and it is for proving the Vishnu come out from that pillar. That he is living everywhere, then he come out from pillar. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritta bhashitam and vyaptim cha bhute sakhileshu chatmana, and wants to show he is living really everywhere. And taken that form, half man and half lion, there is also cause, and with that form he come out from that pillar, crystal pillar, and Hiranyakashipu seeing that, Hiranyakashipu attacked that Vishnu form. But when he is half lion and half man, that is, Hiranyakashipu have got the boon. He not will die. Not will die. Any, mane Brahma srishta kuno pranitara.
By any living being created by Brahma.
Any living being created by Brahma, he not will be killed by them. And for that, it is not existing in creation of Brahma, the half lion and half man. Then he took in that form. And he appeared, Hiranyakashipu taken the boon, then I shall not die in night, I shall not die in day time. Then not night, not day, in the middle time, that is called Sandhakal, twilight, that time he chosen for killing Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu taken boon, je kuna astra shastra dara morbona.
I won't die from any weapon.
Yes, then it is not weapon, it is nail. And that way he taken form half a lion and half man, and he appear in the form of Vishnu. Here is Nrisimhadev. We are seeing like that. Then he fighting with Hiranyakashipu, and when that time come, ye sandhakal,
evening
twilight come, that time he taken Hiranyakashipu. I am telling it very short way as possible, and place on his lap. It is not earth and not sky, then placed in his lap, and with his nail, he balloon. And taken his heart out from him. And the intestine, he as garland, he taken his intestine. And Hiranyakashipu dead, and he is doing so much gurjan, roaring so much big, and they are all the gods, they come in the sky, in the earth, there are Muni, Rishi, many, Siddha, Gandharva, Chanar, many they come, but from far they are offering prayers, cannot come in front of Nrisimhadev, and Nrisimhadev taken the chair of Hiranyakashipu, that big throne, and no one come near Lord Nrisimhadev. Then Brahma told to Lakshmi Devi, Jay, you are the wife of Vishnu, please, you go and pacify him. And Lakshmi said, oh, no, no, I cannot go in front of this form of Vishnu. And he is now very angry. He not will be pacified by me. Then Brahma told to Prahlad, oh, my son, you please satisfy your Lord, and only you can do that. No one can do. Then you go to Lord Nrisimhadev and make him peaceful. And before that, after killing the Hiranyakashipu, his all big, big soldiers and the leaders and general, captain, he killed. They fighting with Nrisimhadev, and Nrisimhadev killed all. Then he seated the chair of Hiranyakashipu, and Prahlad slowly, fearlessly come to Nrisimhadev and full bow down to Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev, seeing Prahlad, was very happy and took Prahlad in his lap and left Hiranyakashipu's body and put Prahlad in his lap and licked Prahlad's body. And everybody was very stunned to see that. Then, luckily, Prahlad prayed to Nrisimhadev so many ways, and Nrisimhadev was very happy. Then Nrisimhadev told, for your satisfaction and the satisfaction of the sadhus, I appear and I make already now peace, and no one to go now. You worship me, and Prahlad worshipped through his prayer to Lord Nrisimhadev. Then Nrisimhadev told to Prahlad, you take boon from me. Then Prahlad said, what boon I shall take from you, Prabhu? You always my savior, and you are always with me, and I do not want anything. Then what boon you give me? I do not want boon. You given darshan in this form, and this form is my life worshiper form. Then I do not want anything from you. But he insisted, Nrisimhadev to Prahlad, no, when I appear, you must take some boon. That is, I appear for you. Then, 2-3 times when Nrisimhadev insisted to Prahlad, then Prahlad told, it is not good to refuse again and again to my Lord. Then Prahlad told, please keep that boon, আমার হৃদয়েতে যে বর নেবার ইচ্ছা যেন আর কখনো না
দিস
বোন গিভ মি যে নো ডিজায়ার উইল কাম এগেইন ফর আস্কিং বোন টু ইউ. And Nrisimhadev was happy to hear that and told, okay, that you will get, but now you take this chair and I am going. This is Nrisimha Chaturdashi's Nrisimhadev appearance time also, and puja time come to Nrisimhadev. It is very famous in India. The Nrisimha, who is worshipping Nrisimhadev, all the disturbance from their spiritual life, Nrisimhadev ousting through his glands, divine glands.
This is very famous in India. And today also, whole India, they are worshipping Nrisimhadeva. And they are worshipping Prahlad Maharaj. And it is pranam mantra of Nrisimhadeva. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlad Allahadadayine Hiranya Kashipur Bhakka Shila Tanka Nakhalai. I bow down to that Nrisimhadeva, who saved of Prahlad and his devotees, and who killed the demon Hiranyakashipu for safety of Prahlad and the devotees. And ito Nrisimha parato Nrisimha jato jato jami tato Nrisimha antar Nrisimha bahir Nrisimha Nrisimha marim saranam prapatte. Where we shall find through my eyes, there is Nrisimhadeva always living for his devotees.
Wherever
we look, we can see the Nrisimhadeva there is living for saving. Then it is very famous, and also we have seen our group of the devotees, many, when they are going to Navadvip, there is the Nrisimhadeva's temple. And everybody going to Nrisimhadeva's temple for worshipping Nrisimhadeva and for fulfilling their own desire. And even sadhu, sannyasi, grihastha, brahmachari, everybody going to Nrisimhadeva for taking his mercy and merciful glance. And they are praising Prahlad Maharaj. And the puja system of Nrisimhadeva also this way, it is organized in the Purana. The first they will worship Prahlad, then they will worship Nrisimhadeva, then Nrisimhadeva will be very happy. And this is the summary story. I cannot express in English, that is, I am very poor in English, you know, everybody. But I am trying what I have with that. I want to give something about Krishna consciousness, what I have got from my Guru Maharaj. But if I come to learn all the language, then it is possible to all over the world to preach in their country language. But I have not that quality and no time also. I can learn some, but no time to learn. That is, I do not know how long I shall live and how long I can satisfy my Guru Maharaj. And it is my life promised to my Guru Maharaj. Promise means I have taken sannyas from Guru Maharaj, and sannyas meanings is that I shall serve with my bodily, mentally and verbally your lotus feet in front of fire and in front of Vishnu. This bhav I taken, 24 hours my service will go to your lotus feet. And when that bhav I have taken, then I must fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj. And for that I come out, not wait for learning the languages. But Sripad Sagar Maharaj is very merciful to me. He is always helping me. And every country, there is so many devotees. They know their own country language and English also. And they are helping me through their language. And also I know it. Some country president or some country's prime minister, when going to other country, he may know English, but he is not using English. He is using their own country language. This is the custom. Then I have no problem. I can use Bengali and can explain it very nicely. But no one Bengali man with me who knows good English. But Sagar Maharaj knows some Bengali also. And Sagar Maharaj knows English very well. Then my language merging Sagar Maharaj's language and his language I am taking and trying to spread this Krishna consciousness. But actually this is necessary, the breathing. knows necessary later, but first necessary is the breathing. And this is famous in India, the nakekas na nishesekas. If you have no breathing capacity, what you will do with your nose? Then we do not know how long we will live. And if we wait for language, then we cannot serve anyway to our Guru. Then what deficiency coming to me? You are all qualified in language. You can make correct that my language. Anyhow, I am very happy. This day of Nisimha Chaturdashi day, by the grace of Prahlad Maharaj and Nisimha Dev, we met here, everybody, and you are all my brothers and sisters and relatives. That is my feeling. Actually, we are all the servitor of Krishna, who knows and who not knows. Lord is one, and He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that teachings we have got from Brahma Sangita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our duty to serve that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we are assembled here, and today I am more happy for that, this auspicious day, many of the conditioned soul friends, they join in the Krishna consciousness, are practicing Krishna consciousness life. And it is also my thinking, I want to do something good for others, but it is not my desire they will go that way. The practicing life, if we will follow properly, we have no fear from anywhere. Sargepi no pajayante pralayena patanti. This is Krishna said.
Whether you live in heaven or whether this world is destroyed, you have no fear from any quarter.
Yanti deva pratan devan pitri chanti pitri prata bhutani yanti bhutecha. Yanti madhya jinopimam. Then we are the worshipper of Krishna. Then properly we will try to satisfy Krishna. And Krishna must be satisfied if we will try to satisfy His devotee. That is, Krishna said, Nami bhakta chaturvedi mad bhakta sapajakriya. Tasmai deyam tato grajyam saja pujyo jathakcha. Whichever we are devotee, if we are not satisfied, the devotee of Krishna. And also, Lord Shiva, he said, Aradhananam sarvesam, Vishnu aradhanam param. The worshipping the Vishnu, that is the highest. And Vishnu Krishna, non-different form. And Tasmat parataram devi todiyanam samarchanam. And best worship is that if we worship the Vishnu's devotee. Tadiyanang means devotee of Vishnu. If we will satisfy to that, that is the best worship of Vishnu. Then we assembled here and we have got some connection with Krishna consciousness, and we will try to satisfy the devotee. And which way? That is our all the attention we must give in congregational chanting process. And that is the good for our practicing life. And before I came here in this island, and that time also many fortunate souls, they connected with me and in the line of Krishna consciousness. But later, they have got not good association, and through that, their position like sacking way, somebody is sometimes frustrated also, feelings. there, again, that position not will come to us. I need, actually, this is my prayer to you all. You try to chant congregationally, then each other can bhav binimoy korte parbe. Reciprocate with each other and yes, that is necessary. And why we are making mission? Making mission for not only for our own practice for others also. And for that, necessary to make one a community hall, that is very good. If you can do that, if you can make one community hall, that is the best for everybody, and everybody will give attention to that project. That is very good. And it's happened in Australia. When I went to Australia, 2-3 times maybe 4 times.
Four times.
Three times. So when I come in Australia, I told to the Australian devotee, you need heart transaction with all the devotees. And for that necessary to make one community hall. And they have done this year, I opened that hall. 93 I came, and now 93 or 94 I came, Australia. 94 and now 96. I have seen very nice community hall, bigger than this house. And they make many things inside there. And this way, if we can make, with the energy of the devotees, some community hall, that is very nice. I am not telling you make temple immediately. Temple will reveal. And everybody's heart will be one temple. If we bhavobinimaya ingrijite bolte pachen na, if we mane yes, loving
exchange,
loving exchange with each other, and we will learn from everybody the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also from the books, and time to time we can invite some sadhu, some expert in our meeting, then our devotional life must be saved and increased. Until that, we have the permanent address, and from Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, it is organized Sri Giridhari Ashram. You know that Giridhari Ashram. Our leader here, Sripad Revati Raman Prabhu, Revati Nath Prabhu, he is our leader, and always we are communicating with Revati Prabhu. And his house also, not so small, and he is very happy to offer to the devotee his house for our practicing progressment. Then we must take that opportunity. And everybody has some samasya, means difficulties. Everybody has some problems. We can do solve. We meet with the devotees there. And every day, if not possible, but weekly once is very nicely, we all can join there. In the program, there read Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata. And I heard from Revati Prabhu, every day they are worshipping. And I have seen also, last time when I came here, the morning and noon time, evening and night program, like Chaitanya Sarasvatma, continuing there, I have seen it. And still it is continuing. Then if we will give our attention for that, That is very good for our spiritual life. We want to practice, then we will get good result. If we like to practice, and we like it is proved that is many today taken initiation. And that time also many taken initiation. And many friends we have, and they have many questions also. Why they will worship Krishna? This is very common question. Why they not worship other god or anything? And what is the speciality in Krishna? And why that is? And why the other is not? They are also so much power, they are also so much beauty and glories. And many questions, many answers we can solve in our assembly of devotees, we can do that. Then it is my prayer to you all, you will give your attention for that. Otherwise, I shall go day after tomorrow and all will be dark. It is not good. Anyway, what candle I... That must be exalted way will grow to everybody's heart. And it is true, you like it. I have seen your face, and now I am seeing, looking your face. And I feel it is within you only necessary to
give some
nourishment, good nourishment necessary.
What light I'm bringing, I want that to glow happily within everybody's heart.
And it is there. That is my prayer to you all. We are Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Vishnu Devata Yashasa Vaishnava. Who is the devotee of Vishnu? He is Vaishnava. And it is our scripture said, everything creation coming from Vishnu. Then Vishnu is our father and main Lord. Vishnus have many forms. But mainly we are telling Vishnu. But God actually is one. As our capacity, as we can take the consciousness about God, that way many consciousness appear in front of us. But actually God is one. And that God consciousness means not Nirvan Mukti.
Not coming to zero void.
Zero void, not coming to the zero void. It is a playground of
reality,
the beautiful playground, that is. And there we are all members there. Then we have much home comfort we will get. And that is real our home. Jagatta Nanivartante Tathama Paramahama. Bhagavan himself told, once you will go there, you not will come back. Again this illusory environment. And why it is bad? That is here some kind of happiness we can see, but for the time being it is with us. When we shall die, everything will be here, the house, the wife, the children, the relatives, property, all will be here, and I shall leave my body. Even my body is not my body. There also I have no control. Then this illusory environment, not suitable for any jiva souls. If not there anything, then we will tolerate it. But we have that possibility to go the transcendental abode and service world. Then why we shall be here? And how long we are here, we do not know. In our devotee society, there are also many accidents happen anywhere, we heard. And many also dead, many also I have got life, many endured, but many things may can happen within a second. Anything may can happen. Then we are not hopeful with this environment. But when it is existing, that spiritual environment, transcendental environment, then why we shall not take that opportunity? Krishna said, Yajatgatta nanivartante, tathama paramangmama. And we are the devotee of Krishna. And we not lose anything here, actually. We are thinking, I have one television, very nice television set, and if I die, I lose that television set. But really, it is not. But if I leave this body, I shall get the transcendental body, if we practice Krishna consciousness. And everything very beautifully and exalted way, existing in that plane. And there also I have everything, but that everything is transcendental. That is the glories of the transcendental world. You know Brahma Sanghita, you read many, maybe Brahma Sanghita. There is one sloka, first sloka, Brahma, stop. Chintamani prakara sadma shukalpa vikha lakshabhite chusura bhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama sedvamanam govindam adipurusham tamangam hajami. That is the glorification of that abode of Krishna. Chintamani prakara sadma shukalpa vikha. If I get that type of one house, then I have no problem. Not necessary to go to here to there by flight. That house will go with me. That is Chintamani. Prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakha pritesu suravira vipalayam. All the trees, I need one apple. In front of me, that plant, I can ask him, give me one apple, and he will give that. That type of possibility in that transcendental apple. Otherwise, why it is transcendental? Then, everything is there what I need. But actually, I do not want anything except the service of my Lord. And through that, I will get 100 times more happiness. I can digest 2 puris maybe, but I can distribute 1,000 puris. And there, the happiness, ananda, ananda means ecstasy, will come through distribution, not taking.
Through giving, not by taking.
Here that happened. Many persons I have seen, and my nature also like that. If everyone will eat prasad, and I shall see, I am very happy. That is my feelings. And for that, always in Navadvip Chaitanya Saraswati Mata, I am making some festival. And when I am going to Vrindavan, I am always making some festival. Calcutta, they are making festival. Everywhere, the people are coming, devoted, non-devotee, everybody. And that type of inspiration nature, permanently we will get in that transcendental abode. That is the service work. Mood of the service, the plane of devotion. Where we are living, it is plane of exploitation. We are exploiting each other. But another plane existing, that is plane of renunciation. You see the bad reaction. Someone do not want to stay in the plane of exploitation. They need relief from this environment, and they need plane of renunciation. But there is everything we will lose. But plane of dedication, there everything beautifully we will get, and that is transcendental abode. And service world, that called service world. Je jato hi kori vedan, toto jabe bere hai. This is Bengali expression. How much he will give to others, it will immediate happiness come double to you. And sometimes I am giving that example. Who is eating apple? He is also very satisfied. And apple also very satisfied. And apple tree also very much satisfied. And this is situation there. Inconceivable, but it is truth. All we cannot conceive. Otherwise, why it is achinta? Then we already promise and have got admission. We have got already admission in the Krishna consciousness life. And that is our wealth for all the jiva souls' wealth. And when we have got admission, then we must read, not to cheat us. And read, some students reading in higher class, they are teaching lower class students. Many higher we have seen in India.
Read many studies.
Studying lower class and higher class students giving knowledge to the lower class student. But all they are in the form of student, they are progressing. And I told you all, you heard, you will need progress report every week. And that will come if we join in congregational chanting and discourses. And every week it is necessary. Otherwise, it not will increase. If I see some good flower and deity, everything in front of me, and through that I must get some happiness, some inspiration. And if I see the other devotee, they are practicing happily, I also get that inspiration. Mahaprabhu said, Sankirtan. Sankirtan means a congregational chanting. Bahuvir militva yat kirtanam tat sankirtanam. Tadeva sankirtanam. Jiva Goswami said. Sakale mile je sankirtan, congregational chanting, that is called sankirtan. Alone you can do bhajan, but sankirtan not possible. And sankirtan is the yuga dharma. Age of Kali, and sankirtan is that yuga dharma. And also loudly if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, other disturbance also must be less from your mind. And read the holy books. We have many books. Actually, I also not read. I have not got time. And for that I not read. But I have got opportunity to hear from Guru Maharaj. Some brilliant boy, if we will hear 42 years from an expert, he must be expert. And that way, some knowledge come to us, come to me. But where that opportunity not will get, there we shall take the help of the holy books. And many books we have. Recently I have seen Sri Gauriya Darshan, what was very dream, holy dream of Guru Maharaj. That Gauriya Darshan now coming out in English language. And it is my desire the English language will give good nourishment to our world devotee. And today I read one article. I have got some time morning and read one article, my article. And I stand to read that. That is Madhavendra Puri's appearance day. I given one lecture. And that tape, that lecture, Sagar Maharaj took out from that tape and designed in the book. And I read that mood of criticize. I want to criticize my article. But I cannot criticize it. That is, I am loudly telling to you, you try to read it, you must be benefited. Then I am thinking, like this many article we have in the book, Guru Maharaj have 6 books, and more than 6 now. And language, several language published our books and patrika, magazine and periodicals. That is near about 200 we published already, 200 published. Then it will be helpful if we will try to read that book. It is very good. Then reading Bhagavatam and others book, which way you will understand Bhagavat, necessary that knowledge to get. Then we will read Bhagavat, no problem will come. Otherwise, if we will try to read Bhagavat, we cannot understand the meanings of Bhagavat. Then necessary to read the Guru Maharaj, a search for Sri Krishna, loving search for the lost servant, golden volcano, subjective evolution, Guru and His grace. Also, I have some books. And Sri Chaitanya Saraswati, Sagar Maharaj, published from London Mutt. And now Gauri Darshan. And many books. I told near about 200. And Bharati's language, it is published already. Then we will try to get help from that books. If we are alone, it was my habit, before sleeping I am reading something. That's also given me. But reading means any kind of book, maybe newspaper. But the habit is reading. And still when I am reading, I cannot see around me who is seated or who is talking, what talking. It is come, not one day, within one day. This habit come, I am giving much attention what I am reading. Then I am forgetting my
surroundings, environment.
Environment, I am forgetting my environment. And I need, it is my desire, everybody will get it. This type of attention, if you give, you must proceed in your practicing life. Today I read that article and I surprised that as possible by me, I given that lecture. And that is very good. I am not telling it, it is extremely expressed. But what is required for our knowledge and possibility, everything is there. But I know no one will read full, easy. Some ones have some habit, maybe they will read. How many patrika Gauri Darshan published in English language, maybe 5-6.
Yes.
But devotees all not read it. This is my idea. If they will read, and they read my book, that is Divine Guidance,
Divine Servitor,
etc., I think so, the 50% question they can solve through that. That is, I instructed to Mahananda Prabhu, what I am giving answer, you published it. Giving answer to the devotees' questions, later, and please you publish it. It is my challenge also. Devas must be benefited, and I shall be benefited. And I am very happy that through my letters answer, minimum 500 devotees come and join in Krishna consciousness. And for that I told to Mahananda Prabhu, you give answer, and that answer you publish, try to publish. When I am giving answer, I am getting some chance to make my language perfect. English, but taking help. Just like I am doing with Sagar Maharaj. Then making language perfect and thought, I am getting time to think what will be perfect answer. And this way, I answered many letters. And I have seen Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's letter. Random, he given answer. But my letters answered not like that. That is, I am unqualified. I am very much conscious about my answer. I know challenge can come to me. Then I am first repairing the hole. Challenge can come out from that hole. Then first repairing that hole and making their temple. Then it is more appropriate for conditioned souls. And Saraswati Thakur, he was highly qualified. He is giving answer random. Prabhupada also, his letter like that. Many things I have seen. As if it was Swami Prabhupada. When he is chastising very heavily. When he is praising very heavily. That is, they are so highly qualified. And they can do as they like, they have right to do. But I need to do something good. It is my intention. And unqualified I am, that intention, if I engage, must be properly, I shall use that.